Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect a warm afternoon with clear skies. Over in Jerusalem, it's sunny, making it a lovely day to be outside. Haifa is also enjoying mild temperatures, while Eilut remains sunny and warm. Here are today's headlines. First, kilometers from the Golan, the monster that awoke under the radar and is reorganizing. A report from the Alma Center warns that ISIS is moving from hiding to establishing a presence in southern Syria, near the Israeli border. This comes from Mariv, reported 2 hours ago. Also, the pendulum of South America, Israel's new opportunity, and the trap. After years of disconnection, boycotts, and hostility, the political map is turning as Colombia recognizes Israel's sovereignty in the Golan. This update comes from Walla, just 39 minutes ago. Also this hour. The right to disappear, an unfathomable gap between the reaction to the case in Austria and the storm in the country. The case of the disappearance of Mali and Lil Yahalomi has ended, highlighting a stark contrast in reactions. Reported by Israel Hayom, 37 minutes ago. Separately, the Lebanon front heats up as Iran warns Israel over a strategic ridge. 7 are reported killed in overnight strikes as Israel targets Hezbollah infrastructure. Tehran warns it could escalate. This is from Ynet, 55 minutes ago. And finally, 9 said killed in Lebanon strikes. IDF says it targeted Hezbollah sites after an attack on troops. IDF troops have joined search and rescue operations in Colombia's quake zone. This comes from the Times of Israel, reported 12 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Oren Barsky highlighted a parade displaying the bodies of a baby and his toddler brother, posting just minutes ago. From Ynet Global, Lebanon's front heats up as Iran warns Israel. They note 7 killed in overnight strikes, posting earlier today. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared that a man disrupted Shabbat services at Central Synagogue in New York, attacking a woman and a security guard. He posted an hour ago, warning of increased threats against Jews in the city. Let's go deeper into the stories. Starting with the situation near the Golan, the Alma Center report warns of ISIS regrouping in southern Syria, moving from hiding to establishing a presence. This development could pose significant security challenges for Israel, given the proximity, as reported by Mariv earlier today. Turning to Colombia's recognition of Israel's sovereignty in the Golan, this marks a significant diplomatic shift after years of strained relations. Walla reports that this presents both opportunities and potential pitfalls for Israeli diplomacy in South America. The change may open new avenues for cooperation or revive old tensions. Meanwhile, the disappearance case of Mali and Lil Yahalomi has concluded, stirring different reactions domestically and abroad. Israel Hayom highlights how the uproar in Israel contrasts with Austria's more muted response. This case underscores cultural differences in handling such situations, impacting international perceptions. Elsewhere, the escalation on the Lebanon front continues. Ynet reports that Israel has targeted Hezbollah infrastructure, killing 7, while Iran warns of possible involvement. This strike follows an attack on Israeli troops and signals rising tensions in the region. Finally, the IDF's activities extend beyond the conflict as they aid in Colombia's earthquake recovery. The Times of Israel notes this humanitarian effort amidst ongoing military operations. It reflects Israel's commitment to international assistance despite regional challenges. Turning to business and markets. First, a couple from France purchased a 2-room apartment in Jerusalem for 2.2 million shekels. This highlights ongoing investment interest in Israel's real estate market. Reported by Israel Hayom Business, 50 hours ago. Separately, Nebius, a NASDAQ-listed company, is expanding its AI infrastructure in Israel. Kitech reports that the company has secured significant contracts, pushing deeper into the Israeli market. This development underscores Israel's growing role in the global AI sector. And finally, Walla Business notes a slowdown in Tel Aviv's real estate market, prompting creative sales promotions. Apartments are now available for 1 million shekels, reflecting economic pressures and opportunities for buyers. Peeling. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.